I'm Mike D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm in the Nitro Security booth, and I'm speaking with Salo Fazer, Chief Strategy Officer. Salo, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for doing the interview today. So, Salo, maybe just to get us started, why don't you introduce Nitro Security for our users who may not know who you guys are. What do you do?
Nitro Security is a security solution provider. We focus on security event management, SIM functionality, but we also leverage our underlying technology of intrusion prevention, database activity monitoring, application protocol monitoring, to give customers a wide IT visibility into what's happening on their network from a security posture, but also for compliance and operational support.
Okay. Now, how does this actually work? Is this like an appliance? Is it hardware? Is it software? A combination?
Sure. We're an appliance-based product. It's very easy to install. Our customers are traditionally up in just a couple days. That's comparative to our competition out there. Our goal is to give you value of the product right away. We have a capstone product, which is our event ESM product, which is our enterprise security manager. It also acts as our management appliance for our other devices, such as database activity monitoring, IPS, and so it all integrates into a single pane of glass, and the customer can pick and choose what they need to provide the visibility they're looking for.
Okay. Now, you just spoke about a number of different areas that you address. I think all of those are relevant to our audience, and they all sound like they fit somehow into regulatory compliance issues. We know on both bankinfosecurity.com, cuinfosecurity.com, and on our new government site that that's one of the biggest driving factors for implementing some new technology or service. How do you guys play into that? Where can you help?
Absolutely. I think our customers are drawn to us for compliance reasons. There's accountability, there's access monitoring, there's log retention. All of those facilities where the auditors and the regulatory agencies are requiring their customers to audit their systems, maintain logs and events. Where we come to the market is we do all of that very well, but what we also add is network operational support. We have the ability to do log management, PCI reporting, all the compliance reporting that you're required, but we also provide very fast forensic and analysis detail. So not only do you get the compliance aspect, but you also allow your operations center to take advantage of the data that you've collected to do compliance, but use it in a day-to-day operational setting.
Well, let's talk about one specific compliance issue that's top of mind. I know, at least in the banking industry, we just did a ton of coverage on the Heartland Payment Systems data breach, and we have quite a bit of conversation going on our site right now about PCI compliance.
Absolutely.
And basically saying how, yes, Heartland Payment says they were certified PCI compliant, but that was really only for one instant in time. How do you deal with ongoing PCI compliance?
Sure. It's a combination of products that we can bring to the customer. It's not only the log collection and Windows event collection and everything else that the auditors require, but by overlaying things like database activity monitoring, we can actually tell the customer what is happening on their database. We can monitor for breaches, unacceptable requests into the database queries. With our application monitoring, we can look for inappropriate file transfers, abnormal activity that shouldn't be allowed. So it's a deeper complement of features that we can bring into the one pane of glass that allows our customers to go beyond the basic PCI auditing and really understand what's happening on their network to stop those kind of breaches.
So it truly is ongoing monitoring.
Absolutely. It's all real time and active.
Okay. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the economy. You know, I've been asking just about every vendor I speak with, what sort of trends are you noticing, maybe in the past, you know, past quarter, or even, you know, further back, 6-12 months ago? What are you seeing in the industry?
Sure. There's definitely a tightening of budgets, and I think what that has driven customers to do is really look for tools that can give them multifunction, get more operational value out of the tool set, and also tools that can supplement their staff so they don't have to add more people to necessarily do the security work. So products like ours and others in the field that can provide reporting, visibility, online monitoring, real-time monitoring, operational support, they are drawn to products that can do more for them for the same price or less than having to go out and buy multiple products and try to integrate them themselves. And
sure.
So we found value in that, and I think our customers are looking towards solutions that can help them at a less cost and less staff-intensive operation.
Good. Well, one more thing before we go. For our users that couldn't make it out to the conference this year, what are some words of wisdom or some sage advice to live by when it comes to security that you can offer?
I think you mentioned it earlier. It's real-time monitoring. It's collecting as much data as you can on what's happening on your network. Take advantage of the feeds and data sources that you already have on your network and try to build them into a correlation engine that gives you that insight into what's happening in real time, and just be very careful of what you're collecting.
Very good. Good advice. Well, once again, Salo Fajer with Nitro Security. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.